I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An Iranian lawmaker says two people were shot dead overnight in the southwestern town of Azeh, as areas across Iran continue to see anti-government protests that broke out late last week. The ILNA news agency says that they did not know who was responsible for the shootings. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal tells VOA Iranians have been disenchanted with the government for a long time.
Particularly in terms of the lack of reforms on the part of the government. President Rouhani came to power in 2013 with a promise that he was going to improve the economic conditions for a majority of the Iranian people. He would secure the release of political prisoners. And of course, to do all this, he needed to put an end to Iran's international isolation.
The Trump administration says it is very concerned about Tehran blocking Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. And, of course, it's now 2018, and thousands braved a frigid New York night to celebrate the start of the new year in Times Square, which is an annual celebration that dates back to the year 1904. As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as a crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom of as 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. Hundreds of thousands of people watched over by thousands of police and other security personnel crowded the square despite temperatures around 12 degrees Celsius. Frosty festivities in Times Square included performances by Mariah Carey, Sugarland, and Nick Jonas. This is VOA News. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un says the United States must realize the North's nuclear program is a reality.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States that he is ready to defend his country if he feels it's threatened.
미국은 결코 나와 우리 국가를 상대로 전쟁을 걸어보지 못합니다.
But he also said he was open to dialogue with South Korea. In his televised New Year's Day speech, Kim called for lowering military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and improving ties with the South. And he said he'd consider sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea in February. The speech comes after a year dominated by escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. In September, North Korea tested intercontinental ballistic missiles and conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test in defiance of international warnings and sanctions. A spokesperson for South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they were still reviewing Kim's New Year's Day speech. U.S. President Donald Trump would only say, "We'll see," when reporters asked for his reaction as he walked into a New Year's Eve celebration in